Welcome to Nairobi Summer Story. I'm Peter Njonjo. Summer Story is a live show featuring everyday people like you and me sharing true life stories revolving around a general theme. This podcast was recorded in front of a fantastic live audience on 21st of January 2014 and was hosted by Esther Ndeti. The theme of the night was Bad Idea, how things go from bad to worst fiasco.
So next up, we have a young lady who describes herself as curious chick. So next up, Eunice.
So my story begins at a quiet, rural, Indian village in southern India called Belu. So I had won an internship to go to work in India, and I decided, after Eat, Pray, Love, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to explore India, even though I didn't explore Kenya, but I'm going to do it in India. So I found myself at this rural town, and I was traveling with a group of people who never make plans. Yeah, and I like that. So we didn't make any plans until we reached one point and we couldn't find a hotel and used Lonely Planet. You just check on your phone, what is the next hotel? We went there. After breakfast, I made the worst mistake. I left my wallet on the table and went to pick my things from the room. When I came back, I found 1,000 rupees gone. Just to give you a sense, 1,000 rupees is almost 500 bob. In a rural village where we were, that's a lot of money. By the time I found out who could have been the possible culprit, it was a worker who was kneeling by a shrine, you know, like the small home shrines, whipping himself with a banana leaf and chanting, "It is not me, it is not me, and if God is my witness." And you know, as a Kenyan, I'm like, that is not punishment. Banana leaf is nothing. I'm used to being caned. Give me my money. But anyway, his family was set for like a year. This should tell you how rural a village I was in. So I was upset, and I decided to abandon my friends and go walking. So I relate to walking. I walk a lot when I need to get things out of my mind. When I was walking, I saw this sign of a palm with weird writings on it, right? Then if you remember the movie Eat, Pray, Love, there was this palmist. You go to a palmist to read your story. And I said, why not? I'm curious. Let me go. So I kept on asking people, where is the palmist? I want him to read my story. And they're like, they're looking at me and they're like, does she know where she is? But finally, I managed to locate him. And he only knew three words in English. Hello, very nice. So I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Thank God there were some missionaries who went to that town, in the 1930s, and left these three books. So it's like talking to someone, I'm Luya, so it's like talking to someone who knows only Luya and has a Luya and Kiswahili dictionary. So we were going back and forth. So now this is where the bad idea starts. I enter into his reading chamber. There are red sheets hang all over, and the roof is also painted red. Around, there are like 40 portraits of different Indian gods. When I walked in, I asked myself, Eunice, would you do this in Kenya? No. It felt like I was in a medicine man's house. I sit down and I say, Eunice, let's just go with the flow. I've already made it here. He tells me to sit down and then hands over cowrie shells. I'm an African. The first thing I think is Riswa. Shindwe. I am in a medicine man's house. This guy is going to do stuff to me. But I throw the cowrie shells, even though I know it's wrong. He reads the shells, and weirdly enough, he starts telling me about my childhood, things that nobody knows, not even my family. Not even my family. It was wickedly insightful. Like, he would tell me things like, you remember when you were about 8, 9 and you were having these dreams about X, Y, and Z? And I was like, okay. I think it was interesting until the conversation veered towards sexuality. And at that time, he handed me the cowrie shells again. And that time, I was thinking in my head, oh my God, if I decide not to do this, now I'm like, no, I can't do this. If I decide not to do this, maybe this guy can read my mind. And then he will like put me in those weird trance we see in the Nigerian movies. And then I'm in the middle of nowhere. No one knows where I am. And I might just end up being his sex slave. That's what I was thinking in my head. Please don't make me do this. And then finally he asked me, are you comfortable with this? And I was like, no. And then he told me, do you have any coins? Do you have any coins? Then I'm just thinking, okay, I need to pay my way out of this. And he just told me, no, I like to see different faces from different places. And thank God I had a coin. So I gave him the coin and we got to talking. And then 3 hours later, because I didn't know how to say I need to go. So 3 hours later, I talked myself out of the situation. But yeah, it was at that point when he handed me the cowrie shells that I thought that was a bad idea. So don't go to rural places and not inform anyone. Because at that time I was thinking, the Kenyan government won't come for me. No, they won't. But yeah.
Special thanks to all our story contributors for an amazing night. Sema Story is produced by Esther Ndeti and myself, Peter Njonjo. The night was hosted by Esther Ndeti, sound recording by Edwin Martin, editing by Peter Njonjo, and photography by Samir Khan, whose new book is called Illusions of a Dreamer. Illusions of a Dreamer is a collage of poetry and photography and is a great addition to your collection. To share a story or listen to one, join us at our next event. Dates and venue are posted on our Facebook community page at facebook.com/Nairobi Sema Story. That is Nairobi S-E-M-A Story. You may also view photos of this and past shows on our Facebook page or simply search for Nairobi Sema Story on Google. See you next time.